And now, the Goldbergs. The world always has more surprises for us than we expect. And the world of the Goldbergs has had many surprises for them recently. Now that they know that Sammy is broken with Sylvia, now that Jake and Molly know what Sammy thinks of this girl who ruined everyone and everything she touched, the whole family is anxious to leave Carolina as soon as they can and get back home to Lastonbury. As far as the family is concerned, it's only a question of packing, leaving, and perhaps regretting. But people do not relinquish the claims of the heart so easily, as we'll all soon see. Listen.
Molly, can I tell you the apple don't fall far from the tree? I know what I was talking about. Show me the tree, and I'll tell you what fruit to expect.
All right, Jake, please. Maybe Allison didn't hung up on the telephone on you.
He did, Molly.
All right, so maybe he's nervous, too. His family told him everything, so he's nervous, too.
Ma!
Yes? Ma! Sammy's coming.
Oh, Sammy.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Alone?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Not for Sylvia, huh?
Rosalie said alone, Molly.
All right. Not for Sylvia, not with Miss Allison.
Rosalie said alone.
All right. Come up, Rosalie.
Where are you running?
I'll go up, Jake. You tell Sammy that I know everything.
Why can't you?
It'll be easier that way, Jake. Yes?
Yes.
Come, Rosalie. Come. And Jake, darling, tell him gently.
I'll tell him gently.
Say that I'm packing if he asks where I am.
I'll say you're packing.
All right,
darling,
just
gently.
Yes, please. Just gently. Just gently. Pamela?
Yeah.
You spoke to Allison, Sammy?
Yes. Where's Mama?
Mama is upstairs.
Well, she has to know, Pa.
Stay where you are. Mama knows, Sammy. She knew before I knew.
What did she know? How much did she know?
She knew you wasn't on a business trip. She knew you sent a telegram. She knew the Allisons were lying. She also knew that Sylvia's brother-in-law was the one that warned her not to let you come down here in the first place.
What about Ed and Sylvia?
That I told her. The rest is up to you.
There's nothing else.
Then, what are we waiting for? Why don't we,
Ma?
Yes. Jake, I'm nearly all packed. Just for you to put yourself in your valise.
I'll do it.
No. Let Papa go. Go, Jake. Pamela?
Yes, Ma.
Are we all leaving together? Are we all going home together? Huh, Pamela?
I don't love her anymore, Ma, if that's what you're asking me.
But what, Pamela?
But she loves me, Ma. Oh, I wish it was the other way around. I don't want to hurt anybody, not even her.
She hurt you, Pamela. She hurt you. And if hurting yourself, you must do it, Pamela. You must, darling. You can't marry her, Pamela.
I told Mr. Allison I wasn't going to.
Oh, you did tell Mr. Allison?
And I told Sylvia. Oh, I know I'm right. I know with all the reason I have that I shouldn't marry her. That's why I told her. And yet...
Yet what, Pamela?
Yet I feel this is the wrong way for this whole thing to end.
What do you feel, friend? Tell me.
I don't know.
Say it any way you can. Say it any way you can. I'll understand even if you use the wrong word.
Well, I just don't have any words. Like you don't know what to say when someone you love dies. You know what I mean, Ma? Maybe it's just foolishness, like hoping you'll wake up and find it's a dream. Maybe I'm hoping something will turn up and everything I know is true will turn out to be false. A miracle or something, huh?
Miracle? Men shouldn't call for miracles. Except when nothing they can do can save them. A miracle, family, is in the hand of God. It's the hand of God stretched out to help when we no longer can have our own hands. And you, family, your life is not over. What you wanted, what you dreamed, what you hoped for doesn't end and finish with Sylvia. You have your whole life, Jesse, and you have yourself. between them you will find whatever your heart desires. You need no miracle, family. You need only yourself. And yourself you still have. You still have yourself. Jake?
Yes.
Where are you going, family?
Upstairs.
What did you say to him, Molly?
Nothing.
And?
Nothing. Go upstairs, darling, to him. Tell family what life without love can mean for a man.
That I can't tell him, Molly. That hasn't been my life. My life with you has been with love, not without it.
Yes. Whatever, Jake. Whatever, darling. Jake, dear, family's not family yet.
Mom!
Yes?
Here comes Sylvia.
Sylvia's coming? Oh, Jake, Sylvia's coming. Then, Jake, darling, you go upstairs.
Molly, you go up.
No, please, Jake.
Mom, please.
Go up, Jake. Don't stand. Go up to family, Jake, please.
What are you going to tell her, Molly?
Maybe nothing.
Come up, Papa, darling. She'll lose your temper.
Jake, darling, please.
Please, Pa.
Please go upstairs.
Molly, please.
Please.
I have a few things to tell her before I leave.
Jake, Papa, please. Darling, please come upstairs.
Not I said before go upstairs. I see what I have to say. You can be silent, Molly, not me.
Papa, please, I
have
to say. I want you to go upstairs.
I want to talk to her.
Just talk to her.
I want to tell her.
Rosalie, you stay upstairs. Where is Sam? We're leaving, Sylvia.
Not Sam. You haven't accomplished that much.
No. Well, why should Sammy stay?
Why should he be? If you want him to go, there's no reason for him to leave. Why don't you say something, Mrs. Goldberg? This is a great opportunity you've always wanted. You have plenty to say. Say it. You never liked me. You never liked me when you knew nothing at all about me. When I was only someone visiting you, a stranger. You were jealous of anyone who might love you. You tried in every way you could to separate us. And now you can say I told you so. You must be very happy.
I'm not happy at all, Sylvia.
You know everything, don't you?
I always knew.
Then why don't you enjoy yourself and tell me all the things I am? Why don't you say I'm a cheat and a liar and a fraud? Why don't you run through the list and check off what I've done? Everyone else is. You hated me without reason. Now you have more reasons than someone like you needs. Why don't you say them? Go on. Say them.
The only thing I can say is that you're not for Sammy. I knew that when I first saw you, Sylvia. And not for the reasons you say. People don't live day by day with such big things. They live with small ones, little habits, little ways that I use over and over and over again every day. Things as important and plain as bread and butter. In Lastonbury, I knew that those things you didn't have. And that's why you wasn't the same. You lived for yourself, for what you wanted. You couldn't see that other people had dreams. You didn't have a mind for their hopes, or an ear for their ideals, or a heart for what someone else might believe in. You didn't care that Sammy wanted to be a certain kind of a man. What you wanted was the man you would make out of him for yourself. That's how I knew. And these stories that I heard, the lies and the suffering, and the pain that I found when I came here, I don't even understand them. And I don't want to. I don't care about them.
That's all very noble, Mrs. Gold.
Noble or not, it's true.
I'm greatly impressed.
I'm not trying to make an impression, Sylvia. I'm just telling you that we're all going, all of us, Sammy too.
But you're still here, Mrs. Gold. You haven't left yet.
Molly listens and looks at Sylvia with an anxious astonishment. Sylvia is standing and waiting. That streak of willfulness in her nature which keeps flooding to the surface appears again. What can she do?